Hey teachers, if you're tired of not knowing how to create your lessons that reach EL newcomers in your classroom in a way that your content is actually accessible to them, and you no longer want to be limited by the constant push to move your ELs forward without concrete understanding behind why simple accommodations in your already existing lessons make all the difference for the newcomers, I have something exciting to share with you. I have compiled every masterclass I have ever recorded on how to teach and reach English learners in a regular education classroom. I am talking strategies, how-tos, and ready-made resources, and have created a digital masterclass library called Light the Way to EL Teaching Success, where you can get instant access to 10 practical and actionable videos, 8 done-for-you lessons, and 1 professional development certificate for 3 hours of your time. If you are looking for practical PD that you can do on your own time and gain all the knowledge you need about teaching English learners from the comfort of your home, Light the Way to EL Teaching Success Digital Masterclass Library is for you. To learn more and to join, click the link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to see you inside. You're listening to episode 72 of the ESL Teaching Podcast. This month, we're talking about lesson planning as part of our short and actionable summer professional development podcast episodes. In episode 70, I shared 3 mistakes many teachers make when it comes to lesson planning. In last week's episode, episode 71, I walked you through how to write content and language objectives for your EL lessons. And today I will be sharing all about differentiating for varied proficiency levels in your classroom. You will hear about the 4 ways you can differentiate, as well as concrete examples of how it might look like for you and your students. I hope that just like others, this episode will leave you excited and inspired to begin planning for the upcoming year. All right, let's get started. Hello and welcome to the ESL Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Yeva Grosslis, otherwise known as simply Yeva, and I am so thankful that you tuned in. I'm looking forward to sharing both my knowledge and experience on this podcast, as well as that of my fellow teachers. Hello, hello, everyone. I recently received the following email from one of my listeners. I teach one-on-one private students, and these students are all on different levels. I cannot make about 10 lesson plans for each individual student because I do not have such time. It means I need to differentiate one topic for different levels, but I don't know how to go about it. I need your help. Well, I'm glad you asked. The expert educator and author Carol Tomlinson describes differentiation as tailoring instruction to individual needs. And differentiation is really our, as EL teachers, bread and butter, because we frequently work with so many different proficiency levels and grade levels in our daily lives. So this does not mean differentiation that you have to create separate lessons for each student, but it means that you can use one of 4 ways to make your lessons accessible to them. These 4 ways are the differentiation of content, process, product, and learning environment. In an English learning environment, especially if you work one-on-one, it might seem like a daunting task, but let's look at what can be done in all these 4 categories, and these can be tweaked and adapted to any teaching situation, whether you work one-on-one, in person, online, whether you work with small groups, or even bigger classrooms. So the first way to differentiate is to differentiate content, and content is what you teach. Let's say you have an article that you want the students to read on a topic of your choice. So you can have the article at different readability levels. And as an example of such would be an article from Newzella, which allows you to choose the reading level. I talk about Newsela in quite a few podcast episodes, so I will link it in the show notes because it really is a great resource. It has articles, current articles, and it also has articles separated by certain topics and content areas such as science, social studies, history, current events, and so on. So the students and you can choose the reading level, and I think the lowest reading level would be grade 3, which probably would be right around low intermediate English learner. Now, if you have newcomers, another resource, and if you want to read an article with the students, you could do and visit the website News and Levels, and it is specifically tailored to, for those beginner learners. It has 3 levels of the same article, and it progressively gets more and more difficult. But the students are able to look at the vocabulary, they're able to read, and you can make great lessons from them. So again, you can have the same topic and find articles from these 2 websites and differentiate them by the reading level. Another way you can work with the content is you can have the students listen to the article instead of read it. For example, if you have a recording of that, is great, but you could also read the article out loud to the student, and in them while you're doing that, you can check for understanding, and it will be a great feedback for you to see where they're at. If you are working on vocabulary, you could again have the same topic, but choose different words that your different levels should know. For example, beginner level students will probably use most widely used words. For example, take, bring, say. And then you can also sprinkle in some more specific tier 2 vocabulary, such as review, respond, and whatever is necessary for them to understand in your lesson. For higher level students, you can pick words you know they're not familiar with, or even better, have them make their own lists of vocabulary words from the information that you give them. So that way it will be easier on you and much more meaningful for them. And last, obviously, this is probably not the last way, but one of the last ones that I'm sharing with you, it's something that I advise my content area teachers all the time. Think about what is the most essential thing you want your students to leave with from the lesson. Is it being able to summarize an article about your topic, or is it being able to understand the article? So once you have the final goal in mind, you can work your way backwards to tailor the instruction. Again, throughout all of these ways of differentiating, the topic is the same, but the way it is presented is slightly different for each level. Now, the second way is to differentiate the process, which is what activities students engage in to help them understand the concept or practice a certain skill. So here are some examples of how you can differentiate the process. So first of all, you can provide information in manageable chunks. We live in this overload of information age, which is truly in all areas of our lives, is presented in small chunks. If you go on social media, it's a short post, or even in the movies, you know, it's scenes, right? So you can pause after a certain scene. So I will go back to the same example of reading. So for higher level students, you can ask them to read, let's say, a chapter of a book or an article, but also give them instruction to focus on certain pages or on certain passages. And for lower proficiency students, you can choose an important excerpt or passage from the book or article and read to them or with them and work on vocabulary, comprehension, big ideas, whatever the goal of your lesson is. So sometimes if you want to teach a skill, it doesn't need to be a whole lot of information. You can take a little chunk. I also wanted to give an example of how it would look like if we present our instructions to the class at the beginning of our lesson in one big monotone monologue, and then tell the students, okay, now you do it, versus you present one part of the plan, check in for understanding, present the second part of the plan, check in for understanding. This would be more in the chunking the process. Another way to scaffold or differentiate the process is to provide choice activities. Let's say you're working on writing a paragraph and you can have several topics ready for the students and they can choose the one they like. However, beginners will be asked to write a paragraph using sentence frames and paragraph format frame, as well as word bank with the words that they can choose. Whereas more advanced students will be able to write the same paragraph with fewer supports. For example, they might only have a word bank and no sentence frames. The third way to differentiate is by the product. A product is the student's demonstration of mastery in what they learned. And this part is truly one of my favorites because the possibilities here are endless. For example, again, you can have the same topic, but the higher level students can write an essay about a topic. You know, you can provide them the lens through which you want them to write an essay, while the beginners can make a poster or write a few sentences or make three pictures that summarize their understanding, something like that. You can also have students choose how they can show their mastery. So to make it more manageable and less open-ended, you could provide students with three or four choices so that they can focus better. Let's say it could be a drawing, it could be a one-pager, it could be a video, or it could be, you know, a poster, an essay, and so on. So you give them some choices and the students can choose which way they want to show you what they learned. And naturally, they probably will choose something that they are good at, that they are drawn to, and this will help them elicit, you know, the language that they've learned. And they will be still learning in the process of demonstrating the mastery. And the final one, the final way to differentiate is by learning environment. And I know that teaching online is so different from teaching in person, but I did want to include some ideas that work well for both. So an example of learning environment, how you can adapt it is, I used the flexible seating this year for my students, and it was really, really wonderful. I purchased a couple of soft chairs from Facebook Marketplace, one hot pink and one was the teal, and the students absolutely loved them because they felt comfortable. They could sit down there. They could, you know, be if they needed a quiet time. So here are several ways specific to creating a conducive learning environment. So both in the classroom or online, make sure there are spaces for students to work quietly, right? So my soft chairs provided an opportunity for the students to be in their own little bubble so that they can focus. Or if you work online, it would be really important to make sure that your student is in a quiet room with no distractions and that nobody's going to barge in. I mean, obviously, it's not always possible, but somehow to work with the student and their parents to make sure to ensure that the environment is conducive to learning. Using culturally appropriate materials is another way to create a good learning environment, because if students can relate to what they're reading or they know what they're reading about, whether it's the characters or people or anything else, that might make their learning a lot more meaningful. And of course, the obvious things, you have to set clear rules and expectations for the so that the learning environment is not disrupted, as well as routines. What do you do when you just start the class? What is the next step? How do you typically finish the class? The learning environment, you can differentiate by your students and by the class that you have, but at the same time, this allows everyone to succeed. And that is all for today. I hope you found this episode and these tips useful and you got ideas floating around in your head that you might implement with your students. As a recap, there's four ways you can differentiate the same lesson in your classroom. You can differentiate by content, how you present the content. You can differentiate by process, is how students work towards the end goal. You can differentiate by product, which is how students will show you that they learned. And finally, by learning environment. So I also wanted to remind you that I am offering a lesson planning masterclass. So if you have not joined it, it's available this month for you to get a head start on your lesson planning. It will totally help you upgrade the lesson planning game because you will spend much less time on it. So you'll be able to plan an entire month's lessons for your ESL beginners and then repeat the same process whenever you need it. I will share the link to it in the show notes. And in the meantime, be sure to connect with me on Instagram with any questions you might have or any takeaways from this episode. Thank you for listening, and until next time. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, be sure to do two things. First, make sure to subscribe to the ESL Teaching Podcast so you don't miss an episode. And second, leave a positive review wherever you listen, on iTunes, Spotify, or any other platform. Positive reviews will improve the chances of this podcast to be discovered in the feed and help our fellow ESL ELL teachers. And of course, there's a third thing. If you aren't following me on social media yet, come join me on Instagram at SimplyYevaESL, Facebook, SimplyYeva, or connect with me on my website, simplyyeva.com. Thanks again, and until next time.